Well, happy weekend and TGIF and Friday the 13th. Oh, my. Nothing real scary in the forecast on this Friday, although we need some rain and we'll have some spots that get some rain. As expected, we had a few showers develop yesterday, but more of a tease than anything else for most areas. Just enough to kind of spot the cars and make them look even dirtier than they already were, right? In a few areas, there were some heavier showers. And today, as I've been mentioning all week long, this is not a soaker for the entire area, but there'll be a few neighborhoods that manage a pretty decent rainfall today that will come down heavily for a brief time, maybe even a few rumbles of thunder. Those few neighborhoods that manage that kind of activity could see as much as a half inch or two-thirds of an inch of rain today. That coverage will be a less than a quarter of the area, more than likely. Much of the rest of the area sees either nothing measurable or less than a quarter or a third of an inch, so it won't be much. But hey, we'll take what we can get, right? And in between, there'll be some sunshine and temperatures today up around 80 degrees. The wind is coming down now as our ocean storm is weakening and coming ashore. Just a little bit to the north of Jacksonville this morning. So that relaxes what we call the gradient, the pressure gradient, and therefore the wind dies down. In other words, the air pressure is becoming more steady across the area. There's not such a sharp gradient across the area, so the winds aren't as strong. The beaches are calming down some, although it takes a while for those seasoned surf to calm down completely, as well as the rip current risk, but improving conditions. And then over the weekend, it's much more like what we'd expect this time of year. There'll be less wind. It'll be hotter and more humid, and there will be at least a couple of chances for an afternoon storm tomorrow and Sunday with the sea breeze trying to push inland, but it will be very hit and miss. Each day, less than a quarter of the area getting any rain, but you get underneath one of those storms, there can be some downpours and frequent lightning. So you still want to keep an eye to the sky, but the majority of your plans will go off without a hitch. And if you happen to get under one of these storms, they won't last very long. Temperatures tomorrow near 85, just about right at average after a week here of really nice temperatures that have been below average with comfortable nights. So it'll be warmer and more humid. Sunday into the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. You're going to start to feel that heat, and that'll hold all the way into the early part of next week with hot, humid conditions, highs 90 to 95 all the way through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and only isolated afternoon storms trying to form with the sea breeze. So if you don't get much rain today, you don't have much hope hereafter. And that is becoming more and more of a concern. Sunday is 4 weeks since Easter, which is the last day of widespread heavy rainfall across the area. So otherwise, our wildfire concerns continue to grow and something we need to stay alert about as we head through the weekend. At the beaches, a really nice weekend. The winds, again, coming down. The rip current risk getting lower. Now, that doesn't mean there's no rip current risk. There's never a day like that. But it's not as serious as what we've experienced the last few days. Seasoned surf coming down to about 3 to 4 feet today, down to about 2 to 3 feet tomorrow, and about 1 to 2 feet by Sunday, so really calming down. And sunburn times go up at the same time. Today, about 20 minutes thanks to some clouds, but down to around 10 minutes over the weekend during the peak from about 10:30 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon. So sunscreen, apply and reapply. Be extra careful out there. Many of us, if you're like me, haven't had all that much sun yet, right? Get out in that sunshine, doesn't take long to get sunburned, so be particularly careful. And I do want to mention there's been some sporadic comments and talk and chatter, if you will, on social media about some of the forecast models trying to develop tropical activity over or near the Caribbean or Gulf of Mexico in the long range. It would be toward the end of the month, so that's a long ways away. Yeah, it's something to be aware of and watch, but it's far from a forecast, folks. It's far from a done deal. We'll keep an eye on it. There's nothing imminent in the tropics, and the beginning of the hurricane season is now less than 3 weeks away. It's not all that far away, and the water temperatures are obviously warming now off our coast, about 75 or so, so that water's starting to get a little warmer. It's certainly not too bad to swim in even now. And that water temperature will be near 80 degrees within a few weeks, which is the threshold we typically look for the development or sustaining a tropical system. And then in the Burrish blog, hey, this Sunday night is the lunar eclipse, a full moon eclipse. It's not as spectacular as the solar eclipses, which, by the way, we have a couple coming up in the next couple of years, an annular eclipse next year in 2023, and that's in November. I believe it's November, October, November. It's in the fall. And then in 2024, in April, a spectacular Great American Eclipse will occur again. So it's not like that. You can watch a lunar eclipse with the naked eye versus the solar eclipse, which, of course, you have to have eye protection. It's easy to see. It's easy to watch. Now, the full eclipse is from 11:25 p.m. about or so actually, it's 11:29 p.m. to 12:53 a.m. So it is late in the evening, but it starts at 9:32. So if you want to see just part of the moon kind of covered up, it'll start around 9:30, ends at 2:50 in the morning. And when at totality, it can look a little copper-colored, have some different hues depending on exactly how our atmosphere looks. So hopefully the skies will be clear enough to see it, and it looks like it will be for Sunday night. So again, that's totality from 11:29 in the evening to 12:53 in the morning, Sunday into Monday. More on that in the Burrish blog. Lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth gets in between the moon and the sun, casting a shadow from the Earth on the moon's surface. And then also on the Burrish blog, the Jags schedule is out. It's always kind of fun to look at and to see the average temperatures for away games. Some of the more interesting potentially weather games away would be at Kansas City on November 13th, kind of heading toward winter, and December 22nd at the New York Jets. That could be an interesting one from a weather standpoint. Home games, well, the first one is on September 18th against the Colts. You know, in past years, the Colts have been the last game of the season at home, but not anymore, not this year anyway. But on September 18th, and the average high is still close to 90 degrees, that's likely to be a scorcher. A couple of other interesting home games. Thanksgiving weekend, it's Baltimore in town. The week before Christmas on December 18th, we are at home against the Cowboys. That's going to be fun. And then the last game of the season, at least regular season, January 7th or 8th, that has a tendency or a potential to float depending on records, but that's against the Titans, the lowly Titans, Tennessee Titans. So that's a possible floater. Could be on the 8th of January. And then from there, it's the playoffs, right? We'll see how that goes. But I have all the weather average high temperatures for each game, both away and at home, posted in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. Have a great one.